Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
California builder charged with killing endangered red-legged frogs. One of the San Francisco Bay Area's largest and most influential developers, Albert Sino Jr. of the West Coast Home Builders Incorporated, ordered the destruction of ponds and creeks that contained breeding populations of endangered red-legged frogs at a site where his company planned on building 3,200 homes. Sino was well aware that the frogs lived at the site. In 1991, West Coast Home Builders hired an environmental consulting firm that found frogs on the property. This information was relayed to Sino orally and with a written report. Sino's company was charged on June 28th in U.S. District Court with two counts of violating the Endangered Species Act after a dead frog was found at the site and the ponds were found destroyed. The company intends to plead guilty to at least one count. The company could face a maximum of 5 years probation and ordered fines. The amphibian, listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in 1996, is believed to be the frog Mark Twain wrote about in his famous short story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. Red-legged frogs were once common throughout California, ranging from Shasta County to the Mexican border, but their numbers have been in steep decline in recent decades as the marshes they favor have been drained for cropland and housing tracts and has disappeared from nearly three-quarters of its original range. Only 10% of its original population remains. And we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for that story. You can reach their website at www.biologicaldiversity.org. Six whale species protected under migratory treaty. Six species of great whales are now listed for protection under an international treaty known as the Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species of Wild Animals. Delegates from 80 nations that are parties to the treaty approved Australia's proposal to list the six whale species as well as the orca and the Ganges River dolphin. The newly listed whale species are the Antarctic minke, brutas, fin, pygmy right, sei, and sperm whales. Last week, the Scientific Council for the CMS endorsed Australia's bid to list these species under the convention and recommended that it be accepted by the parties. Australian Environment Minister Dr. David Kemp says the listing will give Australia and other nations in the South Pacific an avenue to establish a regional whale protection zone in the South Pacific and undertake other conservation actions. These actions could involve developing and implementing whale watching guidelines, developing non-lethal research programs, and developing and implementing bycatch mitigation strategies, Kemp said. Australia Delegate Francis Verrier, a marine species specialist with Environment Australia, explained that the great whales are not only threatened by whaling, but by increasing volumes of debris, entanglement in fishing gear, chemical pollution, noise pollution from industrial and military activities, and collisions with ships. The delegates also listed the Ganges River dolphin, highlighting its critical status, threats, and probable extinction in the absence of urgent action. Margie Prideaux, WDCS Australia, said, "The Ganges River dolphin is critically endangered species, and its addition to the Appendix 1 is a very encouraging step made by this international body. These dolphins are threatened by habitat degradation, poaching, and bycatch, and coordination of conservation action by the range states is absolutely necessary if we are to have any chance of saving this species." And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come by,